The government's just announced a big boost for hospital and health service funding. Is to spend an additional $980 million a year over the next 4 years for district health boards. There's also a one-off boost for elective surgery. RNZ's health correspondent is Rowan Quinn. Rowan, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So a pre-budget announcement. What are the details?
Well, yeah, it's a big one. It's, as you said, they're nearly $4 billion worth over the next 4 years. And David Clark is saying there that it's the 9% increase on the annual spend, and so it's the biggest in a decade. And what it's for is to try to get, or the main part of it is to try to kind of get the health system a little bit up to speed. We know that it's really stretched, that there are big delays for elective surgery and all sorts of other systems. That and David Clark has said, as he said for the last few budgets, that there's been a lot of underspending in the health system in New Zealand. As he was just making the announcement just a couple of minutes ago, he was saying that COVID-19 shows that we really need a strong and sustainable health and disability services in New Zealand. And he said even though they've given world-class care during COVID-19, and we were very lucky to have them, he said that we've, for too long, they've been asked to do more and more and more without the extra resources that they're needed. So I guess an acknowledgement there of the strain that they've been under. But he did say that this money won't fix all of those problems overnight. And he also signalled to DHBs that a lot of them are still in deficit and he wants them to improve their financial performance.
What's operational and what's capital here? Is it a bit of a mix?
It's a bit of a mix. And some of it in particular is singled out for that catch up after COVID-19. And that is, again, both operational and capital. We know that there were about 30,000 operations, elective surgeries delayed because of that COVID-19 lockdown. And there's also what Dr. Clark's saying is actually 153,000 procedures that we need to catch up on. So that's including things like scans, CT scans, MRIs, specialist appointments that people missed out on. So this money is going towards that. Although it's interesting to say that he's saying it's for 3 years. So, is that a signal that it's going to take that long to catch up on all that that backlog that's now, I guess, pushes everything back in the system?
So that's interesting, isn't it? But exactly, you might, while you're doing the catch-up, you might be pushing the next lot back further, and it might take 3 years really to shake the whole thing down.
Yes, and he's also saying there in his announcement that they can't estimate really what the effect has been of people not seeing their GPs for problems, or, you know, the fact that there hasn't been screening happening for bowel cancer and breast cancer, you know, the kind of routine screening that picks up these problems, the fact that people haven't been just going to the doctor for a little worry here and there that it can turn into something significant. So they don't yet know what the impact of that will be.
Is the balance, though, basically an overall boost to operational budgets?
I think so, yeah. Some of it is capital. They are saying right. That, and we know that the DHBs do need some capital spending, but certainly the way he has been speaking about it in the announcement, it's about getting things done, and the fact that, you know, as I said, they are being asked, have been asked to do more and more without a big improvements to the funding to do that. And, you know, we know from speaking to our district health boards, the pressure that some of them are under, in particular, I think of Counties Manukau, which has a population that's increasing and increasing, and there's a lot of underlying health conditions there that make everything more difficult. What we don't know yet from this announcement is whether this money is going sort of equally on a population basis being distributed to all the DHBs, or whether there's going to be any recognition of those that, you know, need extra money and care takes longer because of the nature of the population that they care for.
Just finally, what has happened to the review of the DHBs? The former Chief of Staff to the former Prime Minister, Helen Clark, Heather Simpson, has been doing a review of the DHB system. We got real signals that the government was thinking of at least reducing them in number, not necessarily scrapping them entirely. That review's completed? Is it just caught up at the moment and everything else that's happening, Rowan?
Yeah, I think that's another thing that's been stalled by COVID-19. The Health Minister, David Clark, said a few weeks ago that he wasn't going to accept that final report while all this was happening, all the kind of turmoil in the health system. And that was back when DHBs were really trying to scale up to be ready for a potential influx of patients that, you know, we've seen around the rest of the world and never happened, or touch wood, hasn't happened yet in New Zealand. So he didn't want to accept it then. Whether or not now things are settling down, you know, perhaps it's time that it comes out. And I know that the initial findings for that came out last year was saying that we do have an overly complicated health system. So it's definitely signalling big changes there.
Yeah, my producer colleague just saying the minister this morning confirming that, so she's confirmed, still hasn't accepted the report. Look, given all the changes to public health at the moment as well, it would seem to be a difficult time to be contemplating a major restructuring. Thank you so much. Yep. Rowan Quinn is RNZ's health reporter.